Hey, I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in rock news this week. First up, Slash confirms the details of the new Guns N' Roses album. In an interview last week, Slash has confirmed Gunners will continue working on their new album after he wraps up the European tour with Miles Kennedy. Speaking of new music, it's happening. First, their producer revealed the new record, and now a tour poster has been leaked for an upcoming AC/DC world tour. Both confirmed that once-retired frontman Brian Johnson is back in the band. It's unclear if Axl Rose will appear on the record. I sat down with the man who knows his AC from his DC, Lee Simon, on what he thinks of the idea of two vocalists.
Nah. One, I don't think that would be the case. I don't think Axl would want to be sharing the stage with someone else. By the way, I should clarify, Axl can sing. No doubt about that. I'm just talking about the feel of the band. And I am being sort of almost borderline romantic, nostalgic. I'd like to see Brian back in the band again. Two singers in the band, I wouldn't have thought.
2019 is shaping up to be a huge year for Akadaka fans. In tour news this week, tickets are on sale now for Birds of Tokyo's national tour, their first headline tour in almost 3 years. Speaking of live music, ARC, the Aussie music legends playing tribute to the Beatles' Abbey Road album, have added more dates on their already huge Aussie tour. Record Store Day has come and gone, but not without a headline and a maxed out credit card. Record Store Day ambassadors Pearl Jam were joined by mates from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jane's Addiction for a pop-up gig in where else but California. You can watch the gig online now. Queen said they'll rock you, and they really will. They've already expanded their massive Australian tour happening next year, and all tickets are on sale now. Grumpy old Nick Cave thinks rock music needs to die. Replying to an open letter from a fan, the Aussie musician thinks that modern rock music will be saved if it died. In his very dark voice that I'm not even going to take on, the Aussie muso said, "At this depressing time in rock and roll though, perhaps they can serve a purpose. Perhaps rock music needs to die for a while so that something powerful and subversive can rise up out of it." Do you agree? Well, we think that rock music's just fine right now. And finally, fans are petitioning to get the black hole named after the late Chris Cornell. You can join the movement and sign the petition online now. To catch up on all your rock news and interviews, download the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in rock news this week.